President Trump has slapped a new round of sanctions on Iran today, which target the country's supreme leader and eight military commanders. This comes after the president backed off a military strike. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Reza Akbari, Iran researcher with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting. Thanks a lot for talking to us. It's been a lot of back and forth over what step to take next. Do you think this is the right move?
Yes, thank you for having me. Frankly, what we are dealing with is a very confusing situation here in Washington, D.C. It's very difficult to decipher what the ultimate objective of the Trump sanctions are at this point. Over the weekend, we had the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, repeat his offer of negotiations with Iran with, you know, no preconditions to escalate the tensions. But today, as you mentioned, we have had the administration announce that it is planning to, you know, sanction the supreme leader and reportedly by the end of the week, potentially even the country's foreign minister. So this is sending a very mixed signal, to say the least, to the Iranian officials in the Islamic Republic. And, you know, of course, we also at the same time have Mr. Pompeo, you know, travel around the region. He met with the King and Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia in order to build a coalition against Iran. So this is all kind of confusing, to say the least, and we have kind of lost the ultimate objective at this point, if you will.
Let me ask you something from the perspective of people, the just ordinary people in Iran. The White House moved to cut off Iran's oil revenues back in April. How much are people feeling the effects of this?
The people are certainly feeling the effects of the sanction. There's been food prices on the rise. There's been reports of specific drugs for emergency situations and drugs for kind of a specific diseases, shortage of that. And, of course, people are struggling to move money in and out of the country, especially major businesses. So the fact that the sanctions are impacting Iran and the ordinary citizens is actually something that we have witnessed. But to reiterate, sanctions typically get used as a tool to achieve an ultimate objective. And when the objective is not clear and sanctions become an end in themselves, it becomes kind of a counterproductive approach. So sanctions are working in a sense. However, we are kind of at a loss what our ultimate objective is, and Iran thus far seems to be unwilling to actually come to the negotiation table. So if that's the objective, it doesn't seem like we're closer to that aim.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. That is Reza Akbari. He is the Iran researcher with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting.